Submission.
Oh, church does include submission biblically.
Yeah.
So the body of Christ has an order, and I'm glad you asked that. There are elders. There's always multiple elders. There's not one pastor. There's always multiple elders. And the elders are there to oversee. That's what an elder means. But they don't control everyone. They are to be spirit-led. The elder, notice in the evangelical world, whether it's Baptist or no matter what, they're program-led. They have a printed program. We start at 10. We usually end at noon. We pretty much know what we're going to do. If you want to talk at the pulpit, you got to ask the pastor. We sing this many songs. We do this. The Bible says we must be spirit-led. So if you're part of a biblical New Testament ecclesia, the body of Christ might meet, and we might say, you know what? We got 2 hours. And half of us might go, you know what? I got to go. 2 hours, I got to go. The rest of us are there. 8 hours later, we're still there, sharing, encouraging, talking, praying, teaching, whatever. The evangelical system, the Catholic system, is very timed out. It's very man-centered. So I agree with you. There's biblical elders. Let me give you one of my gospel cards. There's biblical elders. We're not ruleless, but it must be done according to the New Testament model. And I have articles on all this on my teaching blog. Don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. If you're part of the evangelical faith, we teach you Christmas, Easter, the modern pastor, being part of the world, not dressing your temple biblical, women not dressing biblical. We teach all this is part of God's order. It's not part of man-made religion. And Jesus said in Mark 7, I was going to get to this with you. He helps you do this. In Mark 7, Jesus said in verse 6 through 9, he's talking to the religious leaders. By the way, Jesus had the biggest problem with religious leaders. If he was here today, he'd be rebuking the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Roman Catholics more than anybody. He said, "Howbeit you worship me in vain, keeping for man-made traditions." In Mark 7, do you know what their man-made tradition he called out? You think I'm critical? What did Jesus call out the Pharisees for that voids their worship in Mark 7? You know?
Was it the one about not honoring their father and their mother?
Nope. Right. Do you know that one?
Mark 7.
It's real simple. If I called you out on this, you'd say, wow, you're so overcritical. The washing of pots and cups. Yeah. The Pharisees started a rule that if you were dirty and you came in, you got to clean yourself up and get all clean and do all this stuff before a father will receive you. And Jesus said, my father has no such rule. And Jesus said, you worship me in vain for the man-made traditions. If Jesus showed up today to the evangelical church, whatever one you're part of, what traditions would he find? Christmas, Easter, worldliness, being fleshly-led, program-led, not spirit-led.
NFL Sunday.
Sunday's the Lord's Day. The Bible doesn't teach that. What would Jesus say? He'd say, you're worshiping me in vain. And what I always share with people, because I love you, consider this. Jesus is coming with a flaming sword in 2 Thessalonians 1, 8, 9, and 10. It says he's going to destroy all those that do not know God and do not obey the gospel. Everything you labor for in man-made religion that is not part of the word of God, which is the evangelical system, if that's what you're part of, Jesus is coming to destroy all that. I ask the Mormons, I ask the Jehovah's Witness, I ask the Catholics, I ask the Hebrew Roots, why would you labor to build something that Jesus is coming to destroy? Build the New Testament model that he started in the first century. Upon this rock, I will build my body. I like the word body. The word church is correct. I will build my body. And that body, he calls Paul, Apostle Paul, to go and preach the gospel, which is Christ crucified. And Paul established 2 Thess 2. He says, keep the traditions I've handed down. You won't find Christmas in Paul. You won't find Easter in Paul. You won't find one modern pastor in Paul. You won't find the tithe being taken in Paul. You won't find buildings in Paul. The whole building system, I love to teach this. I'm going to describe something to you. Tell me what it is. A building, paid speakers, practice paid speakers, paid and practiced musicians, a stage, lines of seating, timed out meetings with paid customers. What did I just describe?
Church?
Yeah. American churchianity. And you know where it came from? I also described the Greek theater system. The Roman Catholics took that model and said, we can control this in a building, lines of seat, timed out events. It was not so. Paul tells us in Acts, he preached until...
Well, till the morning.
Midnight. Paul was probably, I model myself after Paul. I could go on. You want to stay in here for 10 hours? I'll preach you for 10 hours. Model yourself after the New Testament. That's going to be the standard. You got my info if I could ever help you. We don't want your money. We want you to go deeper in the Word of God because your worship will be voided unless you're born again by the gospel, faith in Christ and his shed blood. Be born again by the Spirit of God. Repentance. You must be willing. We lost everything. I lost my career, family, friends. We lost everything. Jesus said in Matthew 10, will you lose your life to find me? You must lose everything through faith, repentance, come out of the world system, sports, politics, movies, entertainment, be born again by the Spirit of God. And the fruit that you're born again is not you go to church on Sunday. The fruit you're born again is the Holy Spirit guides you to the Word of God, and He conforms you to His image. How you talk, how you act, how you dress, how you spend your money, what you do is guided by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and you must endure in that. You're probably married, right?
I am.
You got to endure in that marriage. You're not saved today. You have the hope of it, but we must endure. We must finish this race. Paul says we run so we can get the prize. Nobody stops in the middle of the race and goes, where's my trophy?
He endures to the end.
Endures to the end. Jesus said it too. So whatever faith system you're involved in, test it to the Word. I got a 10-point test on my website. It'll eviscerate it. Because if you can tell me of a biblical body that has what God's Word ordains, I want to know about it. Because I'll come. If they're biblical, I'll support them. I'll be their best worker. I'll be out sending you guys people like crazy. But they can't have paganism. They can't have feminism. They can't have all these man-made traditions. They can't be calling themselves Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist. Paul says, I'm of Apollos. I'm of a Cephas. Why are you causing? We're Christians following our Messiah. And I'm not Hebrew roots. I'm not a Jewish guy. I dress like this because God told us to. Genesis 3, he killed an animal, shed blood for us, covered us in tunics. So, do you have any questions?
Well, I can tell you a little experience that I had.
Sure. But before we listen to that, could I ask you, are you part of a body?
I am.
What body would that be part of?
The Mennonite Church.
Oh, you're a Mennonite. I never would have guessed that. Quickly, before you give your story, the Mennonites, we have some things in common. You can see my wife. Does your wife cover? Yeah. Okay. So there's real liberal. I was floored when I found out in Columbia, Missouri, there's a church that's called the Mennonite Church. They have a lady pastor who's a lesbian. I was blown away. I'm like, wow, this is really good. Next thing you know, what's going to be Amish Sodomite church? I don't know. But the Anabaptists have the same problem. I gave you the wrong track. You can keep that. We have an Anabaptist track. It asks people, same as the other one, what kingdom are you seeking? The Anabaptist kingdom is not really modeled after the kingdom of God. Menno would roll over in his grave and come rebuke you if he found out you named yourself after him. My name is James. Can you imagine 100 years of people walk around calling themselves Jamesites? You think I'd be happy about that? I'm preaching Christ. I'm going to be a history. I want to be a janitor in heaven. Somebody said, wow, you're going to get a lot of rewards because I travel full time and preach. I'm going to give them all to God and go, can I just be the janitor here? I'll just clean up, Lord. That's all I want. The Mennonites have the same problem. We have a lot of articles on that on our website. So you were going to give an experience.
Yeah, I was.
I told him I talk a lot. I'm a preacher.
He's a good doctor. So you talked about how that, you know, you lost all your friends and you lost everything.
For the gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have been down that road in my mind before, too.
In your mind, or did you actually do it?
Well,
big difference.
I'll tell you how it works.
Yeah.
Do you know? Well, I felt like I had a lot of direction in our church.
What does that mean to you?
What does that mean?
You had a lot of direction.
Well, like the way I raised my children was better than the way they raised their children.
Oh, okay. So you had things different than them.
Yeah.
From the Word of God. Where are you getting your direction from?
I felt like it was from the Word of
God. Okay, very good.
Yeah. Okay. So I continued on that path for a while, but I saw something happen that my children weren't responding well to my way of looking at it. And I saw that there was a gap growing between me and those that I felt like they were born again. I felt like they were my brothers. But I felt a gap growing. And so as I started thinking about that, I began to wonder, is it right that I'm the one that has all the direction and all these others here that are born again don't have direction? They're all wrong and I'm right. And as I opened my heart to that, I realized that, you know, it may be that there's some things I'm not seeing right. They're seeing them, but I'm not. And I have tried to open my heart a lot more to that, and I feel like God has blessed that more than the other way.
Yeah. Well, you said something that I want to key on. You feel. Very dangerous. We don't run by feelings, right? I feel like I told you the truth. Did I tell him the truth? did I tell him what God's word says? Feeling. The Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked, yeah. Right? So hold on. So yeah. Here's what I would challenge you with. And I hear Anabaptists say this all the time. They say this all the time to me. They say, wow, you left the evangelicals. We were never Anabaptists, by the way. We came out of the evangelical world. We came out of the world. We were never Anabaptists. We looked at them and we would like to unite to them, but there's too much sin there. They say to me, well, we've gone or we've seen people go that course. And what it leads to is separation and not unity with other people. And I go, and they said, it leads to division. And I said, thank you. Because that's what Jesus told me to do. If you read Matthew 10, Jesus said, I come to separate and divide. I did not come to bring peace. I come a sword. And what divides is not your feelings. And you said something else. I just shared with them. And I love you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I just shared with them how women can lead men astray in this world. Eve fell and misled Adam. It's still happening in America. It's happening worse. In the Anabaptist world, it's happening tremendously. Feminism. I can't talk to a... If your wife was here, would she stand quietly and listen while you and I talk? Just think about that. Because most Anabaptist men I talk to, the wife is all over me. And I go, sir, can we talk without your wife talking? And they go, come on, Harold. And they pull him away and they leave. Now, I don't know what your house is. That doesn't matter. Children. You mentioned children. You don't live for your children. You don't do things guided by your children. Your children might not like the truth. I like the friends there. I like the church group. I like your sons that might see girls that might be wives. Your girls that might see boys that might be husbands. We like it there. Here's the answer. Is it biblical according to God's word? If it's not, you're worshiping in vain, as I just told you. If they keep a man-made name, Mennonite, they're against God. If they keep pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter, they have shown they have authority over God. God makes holy days, not man. If they're teaching pagan holidays, if they allow the women or the children to rule and say, well, that'll cause division. If they're not willing to divide over the truth of God, I would challenge that they're born again. The fruit, I just preached him. The fruit you're born again is not that you can hold a body of 100 people together. That's not the fruit. The fruit you're born again is Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. Doctrine. You must know what doctrine is. Doctrine is instruction. And that you came up and you do what a lot of Anabaptists do. I need to warn you. That's one of their favorite verses, obey your elders. What if your elders are unbiblical? Do you obey them?
I'm one of them.
You're one of them. Yeah. So if you're unbiblical, should I obey you?
No.
What if you start swearing? Should I talk like you?
No.
What if you keep pagan holidays? Should I do them like you?
No.
Then why would I unite to you? And is that divisive or biblical?
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's why you answer that question. Is that divisive or biblical?
You know what? As it is, we would not want you to unite to us.
I wouldn't unite to you because right. You're in sin. Romans 16:17 says, mark those who cause division. And you guys love to use, not you guys, Mennonites, Anabaptists love to use this one on me. Romans 16:17. Mark those that cause division. You're divisive, they say, James. You're divisive. And I go, have you finished reading that verse? Who leaves sound doctrine. They're the ones that are divisive. You have divided. You are the divisive ones. You have gone into paganism, feminism, worldliness, taking men's names, not teaching biblically how to carry your temple. You guys, I'm just telling you, you guys are the divisive ones, not me.
You don't even know.
Well, you're a Mennonite. Do you keep the Mennonite name? Menno would rebuke you. Do you keep Christmas and Easter? Here, I got one for you. You ready? Good Friday and Easter Sunday. You keep it.
Do I keep it?
You keep it. Mennonites do. Do you?
I do not.
That body, do you have anything going on Friday and Sunday? And
we do sometimes.
Can you, is Jesus a liar?
No, he's not a liar.
How many days did Jesus say he would be in the grave?
You know what?
Can you answer that for me?
This is what my...
3 days, and how many nights did he say he'd be in the grave? I'll help you. 3 nights. Can you get 3 days and 3 nights from Friday night to Sunday morning for me?
This is.
Can you do that?
This is what my stand is on that.
What is your stance?
I do not think that Christmas is necessarily exactly the day Christ was born.
So it's a lie.
It is just this. That
the Bible says in Revelation 22:14-15, that whoever keeps and practices a lie will be put outside of the kingdom of God. And I already told you, your worship is going to be void because you're keeping man-made lies.
So
did God ordain Christmas or did you?
Sometimes.
Or did the Roman Catholics, who were killing you?
When my wife is having a birthday, we don't always observe on exactly the day that she had.
Why would you
keep
birthdays? That's a pagan practice.
Okay.
who ordained those? Did God ordain birthdays? You know what? I tell you what. Spirit and truth, Spirit and Truth blog, look up Anabaptist Exposed. There's a whole bunch of articles. And I'll tell you what, here's my offer to you. You've been gracious. We love you. Contact me. If anything I said on there is wrong, you're an elder. I've got an elder right here. Do you know how many Mennonite men I said, have your elder call me and prove to me? Why won't you answer 3 days and three nights? And who can keep pagan holidays and ordain them? You've done it. The Roman Catholics did it. You walk away and you just go, you know what? Yeah, whatever. Answer in the word of God. 1 Peter 3:15 says, be ready to give an answer. You're an elder. Why are you leaving us without an answer? Why do you practice Good Friday, Sunday morning? He didn't resurrect on Sunday morning. It's a lie, sir. It's a Roman Catholic lie.
I'll tell you why. Because your spirit and my spirit is different.
Really? My spirit? What's the fruit of the spirit according to Ephesians 5:9? Truth, righteousness, and goodness. I'm seeing lies from the Mennonites.
Joy.
I love you. Telling you the truth is loving. Long suffering. I just said, contact me. I'd love to hear.
Meekness, tenderness.
What's meekness, sir?
What's meekness?
Did Jesus make a whip in John 2 for his righteous anger?
He did.
Was he meek? Did Jesus refute the Pharisees and the false teachers because they kept false traditions like the Mennonites? Was he meek?
He was.
I'm that meek. I'm like that. I model myself after my Savior and Paul. Don't pull that meekness on me. Jesus made a whip. You know what Paul, and women are here, and I'm going to say it. You know what Paul said in Galatians 5:12 that men, false teachers, should do?
What's that?
Cut their testicles off. Does that sound meek to you? Does that sound meek to you, sir? It is meek. Meek is power under control. Using the word of God. You were ready to run away because the word of God is slicing you. You need to repent and come out of that false system. On judgment day, you're going to hear, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. You're keeping sin. We had to leave all of that. That's why you said we wouldn't be welcome there. You know why? Would Paul be welcome in your body? No, he wouldn't. How about John the Baptist? No, he wouldn't. How about our Savior? No, he wouldn't. You have a false Jesus. I love you. I'm telling you the truth. That is loving to tell you that truth.
I can tell you this much.
Is it the Word of God or is it Anabaptism?
For about the last 2 years, I have made this my prayer that Christ would teach me. And I'm going to keep doing that. And I'm going to pray. And I'm going to try to listen quietly to what he's telling me.
Good. I hope you do that, but I hope you match it to the Word of God. And Jesus said this in John 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's a will you must wait. Don't wait for the Spirit to keep the commandments for you. And you're breaking the commandments as a Mennonite. You must make a will to repent. If your wife had a boyfriend, and she said, I'll come back to you, would you ask her to leave the boyfriend?
Is there a commandment?
You would.
Is there a commandment that we should keep Christmas?
Yes.
What's that?
It says, do not keep lies. Do not keep false ways. Do not have unity with pagans. When you practice Christmas, the Pope is doing it across the world who started it. You're in unity with the papal system that's going to be the whore in the future. I believe the Roman Catholicism is going to be the whore in the future, sir. As an elder, you should know better. I can't wait for your phone call to go deeper in the scriptures because we love you. God be praised.